is Ted Kennedy. The White House is out of step on the issue of global warming. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, President Bush wants to be the environmental president, but he isn't acting that way on the greenhouse effect. The global warming caused by the increasing amounts of carbon dioxide and other pollutants that our industrial society is belching into the atmosphere. The gases act like glass in a greenhouse, trapping the sun's rays and warming the earth. Scientists are concerned about the dangerous climate changes and worldwide droughts that global warming may cause if the Earth's temperature continues to rise. But at the Houston Economic Summit, the United States stood embarrassingly alone, its head in the sand. Germany, France, Great Britain, Japan, and other industrial nations supported major reductions in carbon dioxide emissions, but President Bush said no. The president said he'd deal with the greenhouse effect by using the White House effect. Why is he ignoring that pledge, Al?
Oh, no, Ted. George Bush is becoming a fine environmental president. He got Congress off its duff to pass the first Clean Air Act in 13 years. He agreed to provide funds to developing nations so they won't build polluting factories that impair the ozone. And last month, he placed a freeze on certain offshore oil drilling. Ted, I do wish scientists would make up their minds about the greenhouse effect. 10 years ago, the experts on this subject were claiming the coming of a new ice age. They dramatically told Congress the world could expect longer, colder, and darker winters by the middle of the next century if pollution continued. Now they've decided that things are heating up. What's it all mean, chum? Ted, until the experts agree, how about getting down off the president's back on this one and pulling behind his efforts to protect our environment? We could analyze your own hot air on this one as a good place to start. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on his flip-flop to give all workers, except his own staff, employee civil rights. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.